This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, we get a rundown of how much emergency leave federal employees have been using due to the pandemic. The Justice Department is investigating the Postmaster General's campaign contributions. While the White House makes fighting corruption a major focal point of its national security policy. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. Federal employees have taken over 121,000 hours of emergency paid leave through the American Rescue Plan in the first month since the program began. The Office of Personnel Management is tracking how much leave employees are using. Congress approved a $570 million emergency paid leave program through the American Rescue Plan. Employees at the Department of Veterans Affairs and Social Security Administration are the heaviest users of the new program so far. Employees are eligible to take emergency paid leave through the end of September or until the leave funds are exhausted. Employees have exhausted roughly $4 million so far. The Biden administration is ordering the Transportation Security Administration to expand union rights and explore pay raises for airport screeners. More on that from Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco. TSA spent hundreds of millions more dollars than it expected to because of bad planning on a major HR contract. We get details from Federal News Network's Jared Serbu. The Chief Data Officers Council is getting feedback from agency CDOs on how they're handling their work. In a survey of 40 CDOs, more than a quarter say they report directly to the head of their agency. Another quarter report to their agency's chief information officer. A majority of CDOs at CFO Act agencies say this job is their primary responsibility, but many CDOs at smaller agencies say they have other ones as well. The majority of CDOs who took the survey say workforce hiring challenges or limited staff skills are the top challenge for their work. The Justice Department is investigating campaign contributions made by Postmaster General Louis DeJoy during his time in the private sector as a logistics executive. An outside spokesman for DeJoy confirms the investigation, first reported by the Washington Post, but says a USPS Inspector General report found no concerns in DeJoy's financial disclosures and divestments. The spokesman says DeJoy is cooperating with the Justice Department and has fielded questions from Congress on the issue. The Postal Service sees an uptick on on-time mail delivery, but challenges remain there. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has details. Lesbian, gay, and bisexual troops are more likely to be sexually assaulted in the military. A new study from the RAND Corporation found that non-heterosexual people made up 12% of the active force, but 43% of the sexual assault victims in 2018. RAND says the Defense Department needs to do more to understand the dynamics of sexual assault and who is being victimized. The Pentagon is getting good marks for its handling of the coronavirus. Federal News Network's Scott Massioni explains. The Securities and Exchange Commission will give $23 million to two whistleblowers whose assistance helped end a fraudulent scheme involving tens of millions of dollars. Since issuing its first award in 2020, the SEC has given more than $928 million to 166 whistleblowers. The payments are made out of an investor protection fund established by Congress and financed by monetary sanctions. And a new White House memorandum establishes fighting corruption as a core national security interest for the Biden administration. In it, the president laid out his expectations for federal agencies when it comes to anti-corruption measures. It calls for an interagency review process to modernize tools agencies have to fight corruption and to establish best practices and enforcement mechanisms. You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com, search Federal Newscast, and subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts. I'm Eric White.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.